Étienne Campeau and Catherine Polo, first inhabitants of Verdun. Out of the 8 colonists known as the Argoulais, very few of them remained in the territory of Verdun. Most of them moved to neighboring villages, including Lachine. Among those who stayed, one of them never left Côte des Argoulais, Étienne Campeau. He was said to be born in 1635 in Brive-la-Gaillarde, in Limousin, today the département de Corrèze in the south of France, the son of Léonard Campeau and Françoise Monger. He arrived in New France in the early 1660s. It was in 1663 that his name appeared in Ville-Marie's archives when, together with several Montréalistes, the first inhabitants of Montreal, he enlisted in the Sainte-Famille Militia. In 1663, he was hired along with François Lebert to clear the Lemoine family's land, which was later transferred to Marguerite Bourgeois. Today, this land corresponds to the site of Maison Saint-Gabriel. It is probably at that location that he met Catherine Polo, his future wife. Catherine Polo was one of the first 36 King's wards to disembark in Montreal. These girls were sent by the King of France to take husbands here and populate the colony. Étienne and Catherine's marriage took place on November 13th, 1663, and over the years the couple had 15 children. In 1665, at the request of Maisonneuve, the couple settled in Côte des Argoulais to create a defensive outpost. In return, they were granted a plot of land measuring 2 acres along the river by 15 acres in depth. They were among the first inhabitants of Verdun. Étienne Campeau died in 1692. One of his descendants later settled in the United States and became an ancestor of Hillary Clinton.